Filipino boxing superstar Manny Pacquiao defends his WBO welterweight title tomorrow in Dallas. But Pacquiao is also looking to pick up another title, that of congressman. He's running in the May elections in the Philippines. Sunshine De Leon reports from Manila.
The fighting pride of the Philippines, Manny Pacquiao!
Manny Pacquiao has seen many fights in his 15 years in the ring, and he's won most of them.
But already Pacquiao shows you that he wants to move in, move out quickly.
But these days, Pacquiao is looking for a career change. He's running for a congressional seat back home in the Philippines. Pacquiao says he's fighting to end corruption and politics as usual.
I decided to run and enter in politics because I see a lot of politicians, they're always saying promising, but didn't do their promise.
To many here, Pacquiao is more than just a boxing legend. He's their hero. He rose from poverty to become a world champion. He's especially embraced by poor Filipinos who see him as one of their own. Pacquiao says if he's elected, he'll focus on their needs.
First, my concern is to give them work. I care for their health and school, free school.
A boxer-turned-politician might seem a little unusual, though it's not unprecedented. And Filipino voters have a tradition of electing cultural heroes to public office. Take Joseph Estrada. He was a movie star before becoming president. He was forced out of office on corruption charges, but he's trying to make a comeback. Alex Magno is a political scientist at the University of the Philippines. Speaking in a Manila restaurant, he says Filipino voters like their leaders to be larger than life, for several reasons.
The first is what we call big man politics, the datu culture, where the leader of the community is always relied upon to be better, stronger, faster, more magical than anybody else.
Then there's the culture of patronage. Magnus says congressmen aren't seen here as lawmakers.
They're seen as people who bring goodies from the national government to the locality, to the district.
Magno says Pacquiao is running to be the big man in his district. And that, along with his underprivileged background, is why local mayor Corazon Grafilo is supporting Pacquiao.
You know, the Filipino people are fond of simple, humble person, which they can go to ask if they need help.
This isn't Pacquiao's first step into the political ring. He ran unsuccessfully for Congress in 2007. The fact that his immense popularity didn't automatically translate into votes suggests not everyone here wants to elect another hero. Local businessman Clint Essman worries about Pacquiao's lack of political experience and about the influence that more seasoned politicians could have on him.
Somehow, maybe some of them, of course, being Manny's friends, they could dictate Manny. Because for now, if Manny won the election, Manny don't know anything yet.
Esmen thinks that Pacquiao can help the people more by staying out of politics and supporting projects for the poor. But Pacquiao says he can do more by showing Filipinos that politician isn't a synonym for crook.
Because right now, if you say politics, it's dirty. If you say politician, it's corrupt. So why you don't change that to, you know, politician? That's a helpful person.
Whether Filipino voters want to give him the opportunity to be that helpful person remains to be seen. For The World, I'm Sunshine De Leon in Manila.
Lagi kong itataas bandila ng Pilipinas, saan mang sulok ng mundo, iwawagayway ko ito.
And besides being a boxer and a would-be congressman, Manny Pacquiao is also a pop singer. That's him singing, "I'm Proud to Be a Filipino."
Sinilangan.